the 2016 wheat crop in the Northwest. David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West. A lot of Northwest wheat growers have a reason to be unhappy due to the fact that 2016 wasn't good because of falling number test results. Here's Executive Director of the Idaho Wheat Commission, Blaine Jacobson.
We had low falling number wheat in Washington and Idaho this year, a little bit in Oregon, but mainly it was Washington and Idaho. And so growers, probably about 20% of Idaho growers were affected with bad wheat. And the same thing happened in Whitman County and a good part of Washington. And so it made the wheat less marketable. When it has low falling numbers, it means that the starch in the wheat has been activated. And then in the milling and baking process, it doesn't perform the way that it should. So you have a lower volume loaf of bread or cookies that don't spread the way that they should, or without the strength of the starch, you know, you end up with inferior product. And so, you know, it was a fairly significant issue in the two states this year. We're gradually working through that bad inventory. But if we, our intent in trying to get some funding from Congress is to put some research against this to try to figure it out for the long term.
And someone who's very involved in that process is Eastern Washington Representative Kathy McMorris Rogers. More about that tomorrow. David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West.